feeling is the remote.
Protesters once again took to the streets of Belarus Sunday, the latest in nearly a month of demonstrations following disputed elections that left longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in power. Tens of thousands of demonstrators turned out in Minsk today in numbers comparable to previous weekends, waving red and white opposition flags and chanting slogans. Human rights groups have said at least 70 protesters were detained Sunday. Lukashenko, in power since 1994, claimed victory in elections on August 9th. Opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was heavily rigged. More than 7,000 protesters have been arrested, and widespread evidence of abuse and torture has also been reported. Belarus's main opposition leader, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, has been in Lithuania since the election for what she says is her own safety. In an interview with VOA, she said she's working to organize new elections despite Lukashenko's refusal to do so. At least 90 people were arrested in Hong Kong Sunday during protest against the postponement of legislative elections. The elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. China's hand-picked Hong Kong leader, Carrie Lam, announced in late July that the city's election would be postponed for a year because of the coronavirus pandemic. The move was widely seen as a blow to the pro-democracy camp, which was widely expected to do well in the elections. Tensions have run high in Hong Kong after China passed a new security law in June, further diminishing the rights of Hong Kongers. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device.